welcome to another segment of Homework Helper, created by Mrs. Markajohn. Okay, let's review what we've been going over in class lately. In science, we've been talking about the water cycle and how it affects things on Earth and what happens during the water cycle. You know from what we've talked about in class that we could start anywhere on the water cycle. However, let's start with a puddle. There's a puddle on the ground, and what happens when the sun shines on it? It starts to dry up, you're right. So that water, it just doesn't disappear and go nowhere. It simply turns into water vapor. And when it turns into water vapor, because it's so warm from the sun heating it up, it rises into the air, and we can't always see the water vapor. It looks like it disappears, but it's really there. It's just very tiny, tiny little water vapor droplets. So as those droplets heat, they rise up, and this is called evaporation. The water is evaporating, it's turning into water vapor, and it goes up towards the sky. And once it reaches a high level way up in the sky, it starts to cool down and it starts to condense. And we know that that means the water vapor, all the little tiny droplets start to turn back into water droplets, and they start joining together and they form bigger water droplets. And this is called condensation, when the water vapor starts turning back into water droplets, turn back into a liquid form. And those little water droplets up in the sky, they form, what do they form? They form clouds, you're right. So we have clouds up there formed by condensation, and we know that clouds are just a bunch of water droplets together. Then what happens when those water droplets get so big and heavy? You're right, they fall down. When things are heavy, they fall down. Gravity pulls them down towards the earth, and it can fall as different types of precipitation. And we know precipitation can come in the form of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. After the precipitation falls, it accumulates on Earth. Some of it will run off into lakes or off into the ocean or streams. And some of it might end up back in a puddle in your driveway. Either way, the water will eventually be heated up by the sun. It will turn into water vapor, evaporate up into the sky. It will form condensation as clouds, and it will fall back down as precipitation. That sounds like the song we learned. Let's review it. Here's our water cycle song. Water travels in a cycle, yes it does. Water travels in a cycle, yes it does. It goes up as evaporation, forms clouds as condensation, then falls down as precipitation. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, I'm sure you remember that from class, but it's a fun little song that helps you remember the water cycle. So, now let's get to your homework. Your homework tonight was to create a water cycle in a bag. Now, you have all the materials that you need, because you took them home from school today. You have a Ziploc bag and a clear little Dixie cup. Now, you have the written directions, but let's go over them together. You are simply going to fill the Dixie cup up to the halfway line, which we drew on there today with a permanent marker. Fill the cup up to that line with water. Then, you are very carefully going to put that in your Ziploc bag. And when you put it in the bag, you're going to nestle it down into one of the bottom corners of the bag. And the bag you're going to hold in the shape of a diamond. You're not going to hold it you normally do, so it closes across all the way across the top. Nope, this time it's going to close more on the side, one of the top sides of your diamond. So the cup's going to nestle down into the corner, and it will be the bottom corner of your diamond. And then you're going to seal it up real tight. Then you're going to hang it on one of your windows. You use a little bit of tape. tape it to one of your windows. It could be your bedroom window. It could be a different window in the house, somewhere that the whole family can see it on a regular basis so you can watch what's going to happen in the bag. So this is going to be your water cycle to share with your families at home. After you've hung it up, don't forget to use your detective documentation sheet and write down what you see. Write down your clues. Write down how your bag looks. Is there anything inside of it? Is there anything on the sides of the bag? Is it clear? What's the water doing? Write down all your clues, like a good detective, and then put that back into your homework folder so that we can check it in class. All right. So thank you for listening to another segment of Homework Helpers by Mrs. Markajohn. I will see you tomorrow in class. Bye.